This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's only a rumor, but we're looking into the video. We think the suit used bumpers that night. No? This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, light business, boat, motorcycle, RV. They'll make sure you're fully insured. They'll do everything they can to save you money. Customer service means everything to them at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And always a privilege to be joined by the best in the business, our good friend Dan Baker. Dan, welcome back. It is so wonderful to hear you with us again.
Oh, Steve, thank you. Every time I hear that great voice of yours, I think of Penn State football and basketball.
Well, thank you. Very kind. I appreciate that. I want to do this from a little slightly different angle. When you're up there doing your incredible job, and you're the best at it, how much time do you really have to watch the game?
Steve, I can really watch and enjoy it. You know, sometimes my work can come in bunches, you know, multiple changes during a game. And of course, if the Phillies, as most Major League Baseball teams, usually have an extensive pregame. And I do it down on the field. I think yes. I'm one of the few, if only, Major League Baseball PA announcer that does it from down there. And it can be fast-paced then, and there's a lot going on, and a pretty thorough script to follow. But during the game itself, now there was a time when I was hired by Bill Giles to start at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia in April of 1972. Not only did I perform the public address announcing, but I also operated the game in progress scoreboard. Ball strikes, outs, runs, hits, errors.
Wow.
You don't need to be a genius to do that. But you do need to focus on the game, and then you're into every pitch and you have to follow it. And when Bill hired me, he said, "Now, it's very important that you are up to speed with this. You get the information up there quickly and accurately." And I said, "Bill, if you hire me, I'll be the quickest and most accurate in baseball." And I was for the 32 years that I did that at the Vet. And then Steve and Todd, when we moved over to Citizens Bank Park in 2004, they separated those jobs out, so I don't run the scoreboard anymore. And now it's announcing, which is still a job one needs to pay a lot of attention to. But, Steve, unlike you and so many wonderful friends who do play-by-play on radio and television, you know, you have a lot to say, and you know, it's not just you can wait for each batter to come along before you make an announcement and then kind of relax a little bit and watch the game. No, you're going the whole time. So I would say that my job is not nearly as difficult as yours.
Each job has its own challenges. Believe me, you are great at what you do. And that the opening question was now to set up this question. And as now you've told everybody that you have a good chance to watch what's going on out there. What do you think of this team so far in this limited time that we've seen in the Phillies this season? What do you think of them?
I think they're a good team. I think they're going to make the playoffs again. They're a veteran team. They have some. They have a nice mix, Steve, of veteran players. You know, like a Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper and pitcher Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola, and then you have second baseman Bryson Stott, third baseman Alec Bohm, center fielder Johan Rojas, and young pitchers like Christopher Sanchez, Ranger Suarez has a few years experience, but is somewhat young. And I think there's a good combination there, that most good teams have that combination. I don't think it can be all veteran or all youth. You know, it's got to be, I think, a good mixture. And of course, we have a wonderful manager, career coach Rob Thompson, a Canadian, who has just done a wonderful job. And this year, Steve, unlike last year, the Phillies have gotten off to a decent start. You know, they're second place in the NL East, which seems to be a familiar position because the Atlanta Braves seem to always win the NL East. But I don't think the Braves are quite as strong this year. Even though they're off to another outstanding start, the Braves are like 17-6. Now, the Phillies are second place, 16-10, 2.5 games back. But last year, Steve, at this time, the Phillies were already like 10 games out.
Right.
The Phillies had slow starts in both 2022 and 2023. And, you know, the Braves and the Mets had quite a battle 2 years ago. And then last year, the Braves just ran away with it. I think the difference this year, I wouldn't be surprised if the Phillies, getting off to a decent start, overcome Atlanta and end their long winning streak as NL East Division champions. So this year, Steve, I anticipate that the Phillies will get into the playoffs, but they'll go in as NL East Division champions.
In my broadcasting class that I teach at Penn State, I impart to them early on, and this is, you could challenge me on this if you want, but I tell them, take care of the little things, and the big things will take care of themselves. For you on a daily basis, what are the little things that you take care of that in presentation, which is the big thing, takes care of itself?
Well, thank you for the question, and I think I couldn't agree with you more. And I think those of us who are fortunate to have lengthy careers, it's because you've been able to do a decent job and people appreciate it, and they become comfortable with the continuity and the tradition. To answer your question precisely, one of the things that I do, Steve, I get there 2 hours before the game, I'll read through my script, and I'll read through it several times, and for like pregame script, and also like commercials I'm going to be reading between innings sometimes, and I'll familiarize myself with every word. And if there are any words that I don't know how to pronounce, you know, I'll go back to the source, you know, our marketing people or director of entertainment who wrote the script, and ask. Now, usually, you know, I'm pretty good with most words.
Right.
The the names that I sometimes need help with are, you know, people's names or companies.
Yes.
And the same, you know, with the players themselves. I will read through, you know, the rosters and, you know, because you do one team 81 games a year, in my case, the Phillies, you know, there might be a change here or there, but it's usually, you know, only one or two. Whereas for the visiting teams, with which I'm not going to have that everyday familiarity, mm-hmm. You know, I have to look at them a little more closely. And there may be three or four names on each roster that, you know, I haven't seen before, or I'm not sure of the pronunciation. And so Major League Baseball provides a printout with phonetic spellings of most of the players.
Right.
And the only players that may not be on there are those who were recently brought up from the minor leagues. And now, even those, sometimes I have a question. You know, one person's phonetic spelling, Steve, may be different than another's.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to hear, you know, the
yes.
name myself. And
yes.
many PR departments, as you know, with doing play-by-play, will provide audio
yep.
Of the name. So you have that also. I like to hear it. I guess I'm old-fashioned in that respect myself. From either, you know, the PR person, one of their broadcasters, sometimes ask the manager or one of the coaches or a writer, or sometimes even the player themselves or a teammate.
Yeah.
I'll ask them to repeat it a couple of times, you know, just so I understand the cadence, you know, and where... Is the emphasis placed? Is it on the first syllable, second, third, mm-hmm. fourth, if it's, you know, multiple syllables? And so I make myself comfortable with all of those names.
And that's exactly the same way I go about it. More and more college programs are, when you just go to their base team roster on their website, actually as the player pronouncing the name. Well, that's a huge help. With Penn State,
mm-hmm.
I make it very simple. I walk up to them and I say, okay, give me a roadmap here. What am I... tell me how to do it. My favorite was Amani Oruwariye. I said, okay, I got the
Ooh.
Amani part. I said, you're going to have to help me now. And after five tries, I finally got it.
Well, you know, Steve, another thing, boy, that is one of the all-timers there. I do the same thing. I'll say the name over and over until I'm comfortable with it. And so that when I say it, it is without hesitation. And so when you can say it convincingly, even if you're not 100% correct, I think people, you know, it's like an umpire making a decision. You know,
yeah.
you make the call, oh, he must be right. He was you know, so authoritative. So, you know, or what I've done sometimes, if there's a tiny bit of uncertainty and my research hasn't made me comfortable with the name, you know, I'll say it very quickly, and then it's like, did he say what? You know, so they can't tell. But I'm saying that mostly humorously because,
yeah.
You know, I have a lot less to say than one of the broadcasters.
Right.
So, you know, I better focus and get right, you know, what it is I have to say. With more time, you know, in between to consider, you know, what I'm saying, what I'm announcing, or if I hear somebody saying it differently. We a lot of times have the radio and or TV play-by-play on in our Fanavision scoreboard room. And usually my pronunciation mirrors what is being said on radio and TV. Sometimes I'll hear a little bit of a difference. And if I do hear a difference, I will try to consult other sources to see whether I could be mistaken.
Right. Well, you are. I was at a Phillies game. This is a couple years ago, and you were doing the pregame. It was scorching hot, and it was humid. And he's out there with a jacket and tie, acting as if it was 55 degrees with a light breeze, seamlessly going from read to read and making the program thoroughly entertaining for all of us that were sitting there. I mean, hey, that's a real pro doing that. When I'm sitting there going, God damn, it's good. I'd be sweating bullets down
you,
there.
Well, you know, I've been brought up in that tradition.
Yeah.
And, you know, my father, wore a coat and tie on many occasions. Yeah. And a lot of the sportscasters that I grew up with and were mentors for me, Steve, wore coat and tie.
Yep.
Now, of course, that's not the case anymore. Right. So now it's considered like old school. But that's the way I did it. And I also thought, Steve, as I attached a certain amount of respect when I saw gentlemen dressed well, you know, I remember as a kid thinking, well, this guy's got to be important,
yeah.
You know, and now maybe, you know, that you can't ascribe that at all times to one's appearance or presentation, but that's what I grew up with. And I think people do attach a little more respect to you if you're dressed well, if you make a good presentation, you know, you know, we were always told that was important in an interview, mm-hmm. you know, the appearance that you present. And I still think it's true. Maybe it's not as true as it once was, but I still think when you see somebody, you know, male or female, mm-hmm. who is well-dressed and takes pride in their appearance, that may impart to you that they also take pride in their work, you know, that they're organized and they pay attention to detail.
Well, this is the consummate pros pro right here, on top of his game every day. Dan, it is always a privilege, not just a pleasure, it is a privilege when I get a chance to talk with you. Thank you so much for your valuable time today. The audience loves you and they loved hearing from you.
Thank you, Steve, and may I say, your audience loves you, and I get excited. Of course, my wife is a Penn State graduate, and we're ready for the Nittany Lion Inn to open again. We love to stay there.
That's
but,
right.
You don't have to know when that's going to reopen, do you?
What, when they redo the stadium? Everything's...
Now, yeah. Well. Anyway, it's so great being up there, the atmosphere, and then Steve, you convey it so beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
And you can't help but become a Penn State fan when you're listening to a Steve Jones call.
Well, thank you, Dan. That means more than you know. Coming from you, I take that as gold. Thank you so much, my friend. And please tell your wife I said hi. And I can't wait to hear you at Citizens Bank Park.
Thank you. Make sure you stop by, Steve,
I will.
Will you please?
I will.
And say hello.
I appreciate the invitation because I will take you up on it. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. The legendary, and that is the highest compliment you can give, the legendary Dan Baker.